This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got a really good show for you today. Before we start talking about the show, I wanted to mention a couple things. First of all, I'm still struggling with some ghosts in the system here, trying to get my volume turned up loud enough. There we go. First of all, I wanted to mention my blog today. You got to read this blog. It's at superhumanradio.com. Where you perform your aerobic exercise may increase your risk of heart attack. Very, very interesting stuff. So check out superhumanradio.com and read my blog. I will be blogging every day now that I am back. Okay, so I've been asked to do this show a couple different times as a result of my good friend Dr. John Chrysler being on the show. Whenever he's on the show, people always ask me to have him back on the show. And it's obvious it's because he's a wealth of information and he's willing to discuss openly, no holds barred, the subjects at hand at all time. Welcome back to the show, John. Okay. I've got a whole new studio here, all new equipment, and as a result of such, I'm still wrestling with getting acclimated to some of the modifications on the new board and so on. So just bear with me until I get your audio straightened out here. Anyway, we're going to be talking today about DHEA and its effect on adrenal fatigue. But before we talk about DHEA and adrenal fatigue, I want to talk a little bit about adrenal fatigue in general. It's been my experience when you talk to physicians that are part of what I would consider the mainstream medical orthodoxy, that there seems to be not even a debate if adrenal fatigue exists, but one of disbelief. Have you found that as well?
Yes. My doctors weren't listening to their patients. The condition was first recognized in 1898 and was regularly treated in the United States in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s using primarily adrenal extracts. And then for some reason, I guess the conventional medical community decided that our bodies had changed so much that it wasn't going to happen anymore. I tell you, it is happening more and more, especially with the stress of this economy right now.
So clearly stress plays a large role in creating the condition itself.
You know, it's really kind of a burnout of not just the adrenal glands, but the whole axis, hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal axis. And there's no doubt in my mind that it exists. and the therapeutic test would be the fact that when you offer just a small dose of hydrocortisone, which is very safe and non-suppressive, you can turn these people's lives around. I mean, either they're able to get out of bed and get through the day, or they aren't. There's no placebo effect going on here.
Okay. Now, there's individuals inside the medical orthodoxy who would challenge you by saying that there is such a thing as adrenal fatigue. It's almost like the Loch Ness Monster of the medical world. A lot of people complain about symptoms. They go to their doctor looks at them, but for some reason, the idea of adrenal fatigue is not even considered, because there's this attitude that the adrenals will function no matter what condition they're in.
Well, as our conversation evolves, we'll get to it. But, you know, clearly it's purely a clinical call by the symptomology of the disease process. But we also find, absolutely, on laboratory analysis, we see that these people are producing very low levels of the hormones that we need. And by the way, you know, cortisol is the only hormone you cannot live without. If you run out of cortisol, you will be dead in a very short amount of time. This happens frequently, by the way, in medicine. Because when a patient is moved from one unit to another within the hospital system, they have to readmit them. It happens all over this country every day. Someone forgets to write down, for instance, their prednisone. Their system has been completely suppressed by that very strong corticosteroid. And so when they're off it, then they all of a sudden their blood pressure drops, they get weak and wobbly and fall down. And if somebody doesn't recognize what's going on, give them, push them through real quick, they're going to die. So it's a very, very important hormone, not just as far as getting through our day, but literally staying alive.
So you're telling me that when people are taking methylprednisone for whatever reason a doctor has prescribed it, when they stop it after whatever, 18 days or 15 days or 22 days, whatever they take it for, there is a negative feedback loop that results in a lack of production of cortisol?
Oh, absolutely. You have to taper it down. Just 5 milligrams of prednisone will completely suppress the immune system in about 2 weeks.
Wow, I never realized that.
It's a very, very powerful class of drugs.
Because doctors prescribe prednisone for everything nowadays. Anytime they can't find a cure for something, they'll give prednisone, because prednisone will consistently suppress the symptoms of whatever the problem is.
Or calms the immune system.
Yeah, okay.
Reduce inflammation.
What are the key, when someone comes into your office and you suspect adrenal fatigue, what are they presenting when you start to suspect adrenal fatigue?
They tell me that they have an afternoon crash. They tell me that some of them will tell me they slide right out of their chair. They have to take a nap. Not by choice. A power nap is a good thing, as everyone knows. But they tell me they just simply can't make it. They tell me that their body throbs and aches. They say that they feel like they're moving through molasses. Their head pounds. They'll tell me that they can drink 3 cups of coffee and fall asleep. By the way, if somebody drinks or consumes a bunch of caffeine and then has a crash, that to me is a pretty good sign of adrenal fatigue. Some other things I look for. I'll ask the patient, if you got to word this properly, and say, how does salt taste to you? I never ask them how much salt they consume, because nobody will admit to the fact that people with adrenal fatigue eat a lot of salt. Does salt taste really good? To say yes, salt is just delicious. It's because the body is trying to retain more volume. Their blood pressure may be dropping, by the way, which is why we have to go to another level and use florinep, something much more powerful to help, because that also helps regulate your water table through the aldosterone hormone. These guys will tell me that they love the taste of salt and they want to put it on everything. I have to ask them, do you have a hard time getting out of bed in the morning? Excuse me. So, yeah, some of these guys, 12, 14-hour days, it happens. I see it, but once a month or so, I have a guy come in, tells me he sleeps 12 or 14-hour day and can't get enough. These guys, once they're diagnosed with adrenal fatigue, will have them put their 10 milligrams of hydrocortisone on the bedstand with a glass of water right next to their alarm clock. The alarm clock goes off, they hit the snooze button, swallow the pill, roll back over. 15 minutes later, they can hop up out of bed. Makes all the difference in the world. The timing of the administration of the hydrocortisone is very important. Usually you start people at 5 milligrams or 10 milligrams immediately when they wake up, and that's because that's when your normal cortisol levels should be rising.
Right.
And then we start looking for the crash. I know that a lot of doctors like to just time it, take it this time or that time throughout the day, but I want the guy to synchronize it with his body rather than with a clock. So if he feels a crash coming on 4 hours, 5 hours later, I want him to take 5 milligrams more of hydrocortisone. If that takes care of the symptoms in 10 or 15 minutes, he's great. Now he knows what time to take it the next day, roughly. If it doesn't, I have him take 5 more milligrams for a total of 10 milligrams in the second dose. The next day, he knows about that time to take 10 milligrams. Now, you can take up to 40 milligrams of hydrocortisone without suppressing the system. That's been shown by several studies. So it really is a very, very safe drug. What people don't understand generally about the treatment of adrenal fatigue is you're not suppressing a system. You're not replacement dose. This is a physiologic dose, not a pharmacologic dose.
So in other words, the adrenals will continue to function, but there'll be less demand on them so they can recover.
Exactly. What you want is to produce a baseline level in your bloodstream. The phrase I use is let your adrenals sit down and rest for a minute. So then you only have to produce the peaks. Now, to get your laboratory testing, of course, there's a big discussion being made about that. You know, a lot of the times, these guys will actually have high levels of output from the adrenal glands, I should say. But they still will have all the symptoms of adrenal fatigue. So that's why I say it's a purely clinical call. We have a saying in osteopathic medicine that labs are for doctors that don't know what they're doing. Obviously, laboratory analysis is very important in medicine, but it's most important to listen to your patient and to ask the right questions and fully explore what's going on in their life. So these guys can be producing a lot, even above the top of normal range, and they'll have all the symptoms of adrenal fatigue. They're in that final burnout stage then. And I would compare that to an athlete, you know, sprinting around the track. He may be in good shape, but he's running out of wind. He needs to sit down and rest. So all we're doing is producing a baseline, and your body still has to produce the peaks as it should. And it just allows the system to recuperate a bit as it goes along.
Hey, John, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up more with Dr. Chrysler about adrenal fatigue. We're going to be talking about DHEA and other things you can do to help your adrenals recover. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Can't get the hard time perfect.
There you go. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to mention that Primordial Performance is having a sale starting the 14th of this month, in just a couple days. It's going to last a week, and everything on the website will be 40% off. Everything. And they've got a couple new products up there. They've got AndroHard, which is an epiandrosterone product that produces lean gains, increases libido, and improves vascularity. And they also have a testosterone conversion factor, which is made with sodium D-aspartate, which has been shown in clinical trials to increase total testosterone up to 30% in as little as 12 days. Go to primordialperformance.com and take advantage of their new sale. We're talking today with Dr. John Chrysler. We're talking about adrenal fatigue, and we're going to be getting into a little bit more here in just a moment about DHEA and its role in adrenal fatigue. But, John, you were saying something, and I don't know if you were just using this term loosely or not. You keep saying guys. And I know that a lot of this pertains to women as well, but I have to ask you, I happen to know that estradiol helps to attenuate the response of the adrenal glands. Are men more prone to adrenal fatigue as opposed to women before menopause?
Great question, Carl. Honestly, I don't know. My experience, of course, of treating male patients, because those are the only patients that I treat, everyone will tell you I don't know a darn thing about women. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. All right.
So I can't really give you an answer with respect to how estrogen might play into all this.
One thing for sure is
that my guy's estrogen is tuned up right for them.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's the best we can do.
I know that I've read studies years and years ago when adrenal fatigue first started to interest me that indicated that the adrenals are blunted, if you will. Their response is blunted by estradiol. And since men produce a lot less estradiol than women, we have a little bit more of a challenge when it comes to the response of our adrenal glands. And as a result of this, women catch up to us once they go through menopause. And that's why when women go through menopause, they tend not to be able to handle stresses easily, because the lack of estradiol allows the adrenals to overreact, if you will. So I didn't know if you had found this to be true as well. But anyway.
So much going on with menopause to start with, and even perimenopausal hormone milieu, that none of that would surprise me.
Right. Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about the role of DHEA in adrenal fatigue. Now, you've talked about corticosteroids for a moment. You know, DHEA is the primary adrenal hormone, correct?
Correct.
So how does DHEA help when someone is suffering from adrenal fatigue, or can it help?
Well, first and foremost, is basically you're rebalancing the hormones. You certainly can't be healthy and happy unless your system is functioning properly. I've seen a lot of guys, especially guys who are hypogonadal and they have low testosterone levels, you expect that they have low DHEA levels. On top of that, when we administer testosterone replacement therapy, or if they're taking anabolic steroids, you're definitely lowering your DHEA levels there because you're suppressing your own system. So I always DHEA, and on almost all of my patients, I will see elevated DHEA levels on a 24-hour urine panel that I run from Ryan Consulting Labs as a stress response. But basically, the DHEA levels are going to be suppressed. And like I said, when we administer testosterone replacement therapy, I do see DHEA going down. It's in the pathway, and we certainly would expect that. With respect to adrenal fatigue, what people talk about usually is DHEA to balance stress hormones out, balance cortisol in the high cortisol state, or just basically to supplement what we need when someone is burning out their adrenal glands. That really is all it amounts to from what I've seen. I see a lot of people making a big deal out of it. Not too much has impressed me so far. In fact, you just need to find balance and make sure the stuff that needs to be there is there.
Now, what kind of dosing do you find in the real world? What kind of dosing do you find men versus women? Are there different doses for men versus women when they're taking DHEA?
Yeah, great question. Oral dosing for males, I pretty much stick to 25 milligrams twice a day. You have to take it twice a day because that has a short half-life if you're going the oral route. Females should start probably at much, much less, probably 5 milligrams twice a day.
Really?
In men, if they take too much, the DHEA converts to estrogen.
Right.
Females take too much, it converts to androgen. So there have been cases of women growing beards on by taking too much DHEA before. More likely in men, if you take too much, you're going to be elevating your estrogen and producing feminizing hormones. So, you know, it can't be used as an anabolic steroid, irrespective of what the politicians would like to say
about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so with that being said, when you say to take it twice a day, I take 25 milligrams of DHA in the morning with 50 milligrams of pregnenolone. Should I take it? What time should I take it the second time during the day?
Let me explore this a little, this pregnenolone more with you first. The pregnenolone is oral?
Yes.
There are a fair number of people who will 5-alpha-reduce pregnenolone in the liver. That's the same enzyme that converts testosterone to DHT. So when you're taking finasteride and Avodart and drugs like that, you got to keep in mind that you're affecting many other hormones than DHT, by the way.
Right.
But it's 5-alpha-reduced, the pregnenolone is, to a substance that looks like a benzodiazepine-class drug to its respective receptors in the brain.
Really?
I've had guys go stuporous before on oral pregnenolone. So I will use it in patients who I'm having huge anxiety issues with. We talked about pregnenolone before. Basically, I really want to stay with a transdermal pregnenolone. And I've had tremendous results in not just rebalancing the hormones and just plain making guys feel better, but especially those who are suffering anxiety. I don't know if I mentioned this on our last show we did. It occurred to me. I had a couple of patients who claimed that pregnenolone transdermal cream cured their stuttering. And I'm talking to them on the phone, and they are no longer stuttering. I mean, either you are or you aren't. I know of no studies produced that claim that benefit, but I've seen it a couple of times. Next time I have a patient stutters, I'm sure going to try it. That's for sure.
Wow, that's amazing. So would you assume that if you took pregnenolone with DHEA, that less of the pregnenolone would become DHEA because you're already supplementing with it?
Well, the pathways don't flow like an operations manager would expect. You know, if you're low on DHEA, you need DHEA. You know, if you're taking testosterone replacement therapy or if you're using steroids, the P450 side chain cleavage enzyme that converts cholesterol to pregnenolone is suppressed or driven by both luteinizing hormone and ACTH, that which drives the adrenal glands produce more of their hormones. So if you take, that's another reason why we use HCG as a luteinizing hormone analog, it fosters the conversion of cholesterol to pregnenolone. That's why guys pretty much on steroids, if they're taking 100 units a day of HCG, is all, pretty much all of them will tell you they feel much better. They get that burned out, edgy feeling from it. And that's what first led me to that idea and to apply, of course, to my testosterone replacement therapy or my anti-aging patients now, non-steroid users, in order to rebalance their hormones, just to just plain feel better. And as a side, you know, HCG, of course, affects the peripheral emotional centers of the brain as well, which is why the HCG diet works. People feel good when they're on it,
right,
on top of the fact that it stimulates testosterone, which will be plummeting in a very, very starvation level caloric intake diet.
Right, right. Have you ever heard, do you know what foam cells are?
Foam cells?
Yes.
Foam cells are macrophages, cells that police our bloodstream. Their job is to gobble up extra cholesterol. And they can eat so much cholesterol that they have fat globules inside them so much they look like they're foamy. Foam cells are dangerous because they adhere to the lining of the cardiovascular system. And then the immune system takes over, and that's where you're later going to have a plug. That could be a stroke in your head. It could be a heart attack if it's in a coronary artery. Testosterone replacement therapy, by the way, has been shown to decrease the formation of foam cells.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because Prevention Magazine about four years ago wrote an article decrying women taking DHEA because it produced increased foam cell proliferation.
I'd have to see that.
I know, and a lot of times some of these studies are taken in a vacuum, so to speak, where they a lot of other things aren't taken into consideration, and you have to be careful, you know, that the real information being delivered is accurate and people are acting responsibly. But I was just curious. I had never understood what foam cells were, and so that's why I figured I would ask you.
They're bad. You know, when analyzing a study, and then very few people, even physicians, do this, it's important to know what a study is not telling you as much as it is. In a Mayo Clinic, several years ago, came out with a paper saying that DHE had no benefit whatsoever and poses all these health risks to us. So, you know, where are you going to go with that?
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so if men are taking 25 milligrams of DHEA a day, twice a day, and women are taking five once
third
a day.
Five twice a day.
Five, okay. How long does it take before the DHEA starts to help the adrenals recover?
Well, the treatment of adrenal fatigue is clearly, the cure is available. The cure is down the road if we do the right things. But you're talking about, you know, 6 months of treatment before you even begin to think about it. You know, when really, again, you have to live with the patient during the time. What's the patient's life like? If the patient is going through a nasty divorce, you know, fighting the IRS, fighting to keep their business open in this god-awful economy and repressive state with taxation and so forth, their life is not going to get better in the next 6 months enough to remove enough stress. If I could write a prescription for chilling out, that would be pretty much all we need. But, you know, lives just don't turn around that fast, and life and stress doesn't reduce that fast. So it's the in total environment that the patient's living in. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, I'm keeping them propped up with treatment of adrenal fatigue just so they can make it through their day.
Right.
Especially people who are in sales and so forth. You know, people are in tough jobs, high-stress jobs. You know, they literally cannot survive in the condition of adrenal fatigue, so we're keeping them alive.
What role does the over-caffeination, you know, the preponderance of caffeine-enhanced drinks and large coffee drinks in our society today, what role is that playing in the issues related to adrenal fatigue, do you think?
Well, first, you know, it's what I say, not what I do. I just suck down energy and drink myself before going on today.
Right.
You and I both take too much caffeine, there's no doubt about it. And I think there's no doubt in my mind that it exacerbates adrenal fatigue. You know, I see guys on Adderall getting adrenal fatigue, a lot of, you know, stimulants. So you have to try to remove all that stuff the best you can. You've got to get through your life. So if we can balance out the, you know really what the cortisol is really doing, the number one purpose of that hormone is to maintain blood sugar levels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we drop out with adrenal fatigue, because the blood sugar drops so far. And that's why also people feel, that's a question, ask guys, do you ever crave sweets? And if they say crave sweets, is that, you know, I ask them, would you steal pancakes off the plate next to you? You have to eat, get uncomfortable, get a little sweaty and so forth, you know, you're getting hypoglycemic. The diabetics will tell you, or insulin-dependent diabetics will tell you what that's like if they have too much insulin and not enough food.
Right.
So that's a very important sign. That's like, are you having salt cravings? Are you having sugar cravings? The guys say, well, there's sometimes I eat anything I can get my hands on. I have to eat. That's a pretty good sign of adrenal fatigue.
What about postprandial, right after a meal, breaking into a sweat and feeling exhausted and wanting to sleep? Is that any indication that there's adrenal issues going on?
No symptom of exhaustion will surprise me with respect to adrenal fatigue. the variation across the population with these hormone issues is so vast. I mean, great, you know, think about it. You know, we got people who break out if they touch a nickel, for gosh sakes. Now, that's how complex our biochemistry is. So there's no combination of anything anybody is ever going to tell me that I'm gonna doubt a patient is realistically and honestly sharing right. with me.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will pick up this subject further. We're talking today with Dr. John Chrysler about adrenal fatigue and DHEA. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy to maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You can learn more about Dr. John Chrysler by visiting his website, allthingsmale.com. And there's also a forum there where you can share information, a knowledge base, or you can communicate directly with Dr. Chrysler yourself if you're interested in becoming a patient. It's very easy to do. John, what role does insulin resistance play in the etiology of adrenal fatigue? Because I know from years ago, I learned that when people are hyperinsulinemic, there seems to be a reciprocal response in the production of DHEA. When insulin is high, DHEA seems to be high as well.
And also low testosterone levels.
Interesting.
So, you know, they're hand in glove. You know, there's just a vicious cycle, isn't there? Once you get going in the wrong direction, everything adds up. You know, the example, you know, the guy who was aging a bit, his testosterone level is dropping. He doesn't feel like getting out and being active anymore, so he tends to sit on the couch and watch TV. What's he doing while he's on the couch and watching TV? He's eating potato chips.
Right.
I've never seen a study that showed that. So many guys have told me, now I'm on testosterone replacement therapy, I feel like eating vegetables. I feel like eating, you know, meat and vegetables and stuff that's good for me. So then he puts on some weight because he's just sitting there eating no potato chips. He puts on fat, he produces more estrogen. Estrogen inhibits his testosterone and makes him feel even worse. So it's a vicious cycle. And as you guys are doing, they just screw themselves literally right into the ground. So, you know, high insulin levels are just a poison to our health.
You know, it appears to me that there is actually a perfect storm taking place in the United States today, and maybe abroad as well. I can't speak for other countries, but I can surely speak for this country. And there appears to be a perfect storm taking place that is, and while there maybe there's no sinister origins for this, clearly it's almost like everything we could be doing wrong is what we are doing today. And, you know, we're faced now with our children having shorter lifespans than us. And this is going to continue. And the whole idea that the government is talking about health care reform has nothing to do with health care at all. It's about insurance reform. And the reality is that it has nothing to do with health care. If the government was really interested in health care, they would look at the food we eat and the way that we live, and they would address that first, because we wouldn't need health insurance if people would stop eating the wrong foods, start exercising more, and start living better lifestyles, and i.e. getting to sleep earlier, avoiding, you know, caffeine to get them through the day, you know, just toughing it out for a few weeks, a few months until they reset their bodies.
Oh, well said, Carol. Absolutely. You know, just think how much better health care would be in our country, or the health of our country, I should say, if people just went for a walk in the evening. Those of us who train all the time, we cannot imagine not training. We have to go do that. I mean, we feel bad about ourselves if we miss a workout. We need that. But look at all the people who couldn't get up and running out of a building if it were on fire.
Yeah,
you know,
that,
a real
that's
man a... gets himself out and one or two more people along the way.
Right.
So look how many who don't live. Don't you feel sorry for the people who just don't get what it means? And you know, as my friend Dr. Bob Goldman said, you know, anti-aging medicine, most of it you can do for free. Almost every pair of tennis shoes go and run around the block.
Right. The most important parts of anti-aging medicine are your choices in the foods that you buy and the fact that you incorporate physical activity into your lifestyle.
You bet driving
that's 80%
sugar in the
of
muscles.
It. Right.
You bet driving sugar in the muscles through even simple exercise, just going for a walk in the evening would be huge. You know, the real problem in our health, we have the greatest health care system in the United States in the world, irrespective of what anybody tries to make it out to be for whatever reasons. The real problem with health care in our country is that the majority of people are overweight, and a large proportion of them are grossly obese.
Yeah.
And they are dragging the entire system down because now we're rewarding people for doing the wrong things and punishing people for doing the right things.
That's true.
That's just the wrong direction to move in.
And one can't help think that there's something sinister afoot when you look at that, that there's, you know, the pharmaceutical agenda is, you know, people are starting, there's a large movement now in the United States where people are starting to peek behind the curtain and realize that the wizard is not a wizard at all. And the pharmaceutical agenda is suffering, and the pharmaceutical industry realizes that it could just be a couple decades before people will turn their backs on pharmaceutical drugs entirely. And that's why they're rallying through corrupt politicians like John McCain to get their foothold into the supplement industry, because they realize that these drugs that they're promoting are doing more harm than good. And that's one of the edicts of the Hippocratic Oath. Every doctor takes a Hippocratic Oath, and one of the things that he promises to do is to do no harm. And the moment you prescribe one of these, Abilify or something like that, you have to be wrestling with your morals, because you know that this drug is doing harm to this person while it may be eliminating this symptom.
or they don't know. They are at the mercy of the lobbyist. And doctors don't know. They literally do not know. They are never exposed to this information because they only go to conferences that are supported by pharmaceutical companies.
Bingo.
When are you ever going to hear on stage about the over 900 studies that show how dangerous statin drugs are for us? They're being grossly overprescribed. You know, no matter that they kill muscle satellite cells, you know, no matter that they cause profound mitochondrial dysfunction, that they dramatically reduce ATP levels in the heart. So if heart failure patients are actually causing heart failure.
We have
a break and increase of heart failure everywhere we prescribe statin drugs. They don't know this. And anybody who tells them the truth, it shakes up their world and they don't like it.
You're right.
So you only know that which you're exposed to. And unless you make an effort to go out and do the research, you know, and then the studies come out where if it goes from 1 in a million to 1.5 in a million, that's shown as a 50% increase. It means nothing. You know, at any rate, it means nothing. And this is the evaluation. Again, as we talked about earlier, it's important to know what a study is not telling you as much as it is. I teach my students at the Michigan State University College of Osteopathic Medicine, think. Always think.
That's a great point.
May be very different.
That is a great point because when physicians go to medical school, they're given all of the basic information to use their critical thinking skills to evaluate a situation. However, once they get into private practice, because of the pressure of the medical orthodoxy to the AMA and so on to do things a certain way, which is driven by the pharmaceutical agenda, they give up their critical thinking skills and instead they follow the black box approach. You need a pill for this. You have that symptom. Very few doctors really practice medicine any longer. I mean, guys like you who look at symptoms and think to themselves and put things together and go, wait, let me try something different. And they get a good response and they go, wow, I just figured something out. That's rare in medicine today.
And then we're attacked for it. Well, you know, just the way it works in medicine for physicians, one, you know, you can be sued for malpractice if you don't write for all those drugs, because that's called standard of care.
Right.
You can be sued for doing better medicine than your colleagues in your area. You literally have to dumb down your treatment to your local geographic area because you're supposed to treat the standard of care. You're not allowed to treat people better than the local community. And a lot of it is pettiness and jealousy and even greed with respect to stealing patients, which is why anti-aging medicine doctors are being attacked right and left all this country. The rest of the doctors can't stand the fact that we give them back a patient who is no longer diabetic, who is no longer obese, no longer has sexual dysfunction, is happy and healthy, and they're resentful of that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Medicine is like religion. People feel about their doctors the way they feel about religion. When you start to challenge the foundation of the way medicine is practiced, it's almost like trying to challenge someone's religious beliefs. They've got too much emotion invested. They can't just turn and go, okay, let me look at it a different way. They just can't because they have too much of an emotional investment already.
It's supposed to be a pursuit of the true nature of reality at all times. And we're talking about patients. These are people with real lives. They have families. They have careers. They have lives. If you think of that, that's not an object you're creating in a manufacturing plant. That's a living, breathing human being, and that's who we treat. Also, you know, not numbers on a piece of paper, not ink on a piece of paper. That's why we have to consider what the range is for this individual patient. Some people need a higher level of testosterone, all within normal range. Some people get along at mid range. You have to find that sweet spot for each individual patient. That's what it's about.
Yeah. Do you feel that hydrocortisone is required if true adrenal fatigue is occurring, or do you think DHEA and other things like high doses of vitamin C, which the adrenals require to function probably, are adequate to get someone out of that tailspin?
Well, generally we think of DHEA as somewhat as a balancing cortisol. I don't really think of it so much as being treatment for adrenal fatigue, although our good friend Dr. Mark Gordon uses pregnenolone to treat adrenal fatigue.
Hmm.
And very successfully so. It has to, you know, fill the buckets and wash down through the pathways. Generally, I can put a guy right in hydrocortisone. I want him to have a positive benefit the next day.
Right.
But to my mind, the proper treatment, and certainly there are smart people who disagree with me, and I respect their opinions. To my mind, the treatment for adrenal fatigue, you know, of course, the nutritional supplementation and support has to be there. But the treatment is hydrocortisone. I want their adrenal axis to to get a little break, and I want it to happen the very next morning.
Gotcha. All right, let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll finish the show with Dr. John Chrysler. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxogenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com. And clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. John Chrysler. You can learn more about him by visiting the website allthingsmale.com. If you're a woman listening to this show, you may want to have your man visit that website. You may find out that you're actually married to a remarkable guy who just needs a tune-up. Lots of divorces end because lots of marriages end, and I've learned this the hard way. Lots of marriages end because people go through severe hormonal changes, menopause, andropause, and the love in the marriage or in the relationship is replaced by grumpiness, resentfulness, and a general sense of disdain for your partner. And all of it magically goes away once your hormones kick back in. And it's amazing to me. The divorce rate in this country is close to 70% now, they say. And there's no doubt in my mind that a great deal of it has to do with the hormonal changes in people combined with the change in societal values on marriage in general. Don't get me wrong. It's not just because our parents would have done the same thing, but they had more of a stick and stay mentality. Duty and service to the family was more important than personal enjoyment. Where our generation, personal enjoyment is critical. Well, guess what? When the rose-colored glasses are removed as the hormones change, personal enjoyment disappears because you enjoy nothing in life and you blame it on everybody else, including your spouse. So if you're a man out there who is finding that you are becoming dissatisfied with your relationship, you may want to visit allthingsmale.com and get a tune-up from Dr. Chrysler, because you may find out that that person you're with, you're actually still crazy about, but the fire has to be relit. And if you're a woman out there who has a man who's acting this way, you may want to send him to Dr. Chrysler's website. How's that, Dr. Chrysler?
Awesome. Yeah, I'd say I please a lot of wives to their husbands. And also, marriage should not be an inflammatory process.
Yeah. Yeah. Just divorce should. Anyway. okay, so real quick. So once people start to address adrenal fatigue and with something like DHEA or other processes, high doses of vitamin C seem to be effective, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at least a gram a day in divided doses. Some people go a lot higher. If you can, they'll loose bowels as a result. Beta vitamins are very important, especially B5 and B6 as well. They're well known to help counter the effects of stress.
And one of the things you have to be cautious of with vitamin C in high doses is it can actually start to affect blood glucose levels. So people who are sensitive to insulin resistance, anything like that, you'll want to take your vitamin C in multiple doses throughout the day to avoid a potential to promote high blood glucose levels.
And also iron retention for those who are having issues with that.
You mean vitamin C affects iron retention?
Yes. Heavy iron retention.
Okay. All right, so once people start getting this together, you're saying that it takes a good 6 months before they're going to really start to notice the difference, assuming that they're not taking hydrocortisone.
Yeah, don't rush them. Let the guy cool out. Let him get his wits back about him, get things centered in his life. Let's not push him too hard. The day will come the patient will say, can I start trying to reduce my hydrocortisone? And then he'll give it a try. We'll see. Maybe just drop 5 milligrams a day and see what it does the next day.
And so are you you're not opposed to them getting off of the hydrocortisone once the adrenals are back in line?
Well, you're supposed to. You're looking for a cure here.
Okay, so the hydrocortisone is just a rescue method, that's all.
Exactly. The goal of therapy is support him or her in their life until things can calm down enough they can gain control again.
Now, hydrocortisone is not available over-the-counter, right? That's prescription only.
Oh, there's a glandular that's a little weaker that's available. But, no, my guys use the real thing.
You mentioned that earlier in the show, that back in the day, it was well-recognized adrenal issues, and extracts were used. Is that what you're talking about, glandular extracts?
Yeah, then prednisone was invented, and it all went away.
Gotcha. So these extracts are made from adrenal glands of pigs or something?
That's my understanding. I haven't worked with them. I know a number of naturopaths I've talked to do. Naturopaths, of course, are the most interesting doctors around to me. I'd rather hang out with a naturopath than an MD or DO any day. But they've been using that kind of stuff for decades.
Yeah, desiccated pig thyroid, desiccated adrenal gland, desiccated the gland that shrinks as you get age. The thymus, the desiccated thymus. Apparently, these all have a value, and they've been totally ignored by modern medicine. And instead, the choice has been synthetic drugs.
Yeah, I'm not qualified to speak on it, but the thinking, from what I've heard, is they believe that there's some kind of a factors still present in the glandular extracts or dry glands, which have added benefits. So I tell you, anytime you think you know everything, or that you've got a leg up on Mother Nature, she's gonna jerk your chain up real quickly. So you got to keep her minds open in medicine.
Well, and you have to look at the single most popular thyroid preparation, thyroid hormone preparation, is desiccated pig thyroid, but the T4 has not been removed.
Right. Well, actually, it's Synthroid, and there's a battle on, of course. From
I was talking about Armour thyroid.
Right.
But,
yeah.
I mean,
absolutely. That's the way to go. Yeah. Doctors that don't understand that don't understand how the thyroid works. or how thyroid hormones work, I should say.
For the people out there who haven't put the two and two together yet, Armour Thyroid, which is a very popular natural, if you will, approach to thyroid hormone replacement, is made by the Armour Company, the same Armour Company that makes your bacon.
Armour hot dogs, that's right.
And your hot dogs. They also make a pharmaceutical-grade desiccated thyroid from pig thyroid, because pigs are very similar to humans in a lot of different ways. And so they take that pig thyroid, they desiccate it, pulverize it, put it in capsules, and people who have thyroid issues take it. And it has an equal balance of T4 and T3 that emulates natural thyroid production. It's very effective.
It's a balance as is presented properly in the body by the activity of T4, which is three times stronger. Three times stronger than T4. I can't tell you how many patients I've switched from T4 only to either Armour or a compounded mix of T4 and T3, and dose for dose, almost all of them do much better. The problem is that so many people do not convert T4 to T3 peripherally out in the body, which is T3 is a hormone you actually get to use. And it's a well-known fact that all manner of nutritional deficiencies, stress, no shortage in today's world, dieting. The teleological explanation is that the body is slowing itself down in order to save calories for an impending long-term stress, is how it interprets it. But these people convert, instead of T4 to T3, they convert to reverse T3. And reverse T3 not only shunts away from the T3, it's actually antagonistic to T3 at the T3 receptor.
Right.
It actually fights the T3 that you have. So maybe there's another show we could do where we talk about proper thyroid optimization. But I tell you, it's not that hard to do. You just have to understand. This is not rocket science. If a simple country doctor like myself can get it. You just have to understand how thyroid hormones really work. And then doctors absolutely should be running free T3 levels, reverse T3 levels, and then treating appropriately, which includes a mix of T4 and T3. If you want to use Synthroid, that's great. It's a great drug, but you should be adding Cytomel T3 to it.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, the science is abundant and undeniable.
Yeah, I know. And you're right. The traditional medical orthodoxy approach is to replace T4 only.
They fight us. Mm-hmm. And a paper came out in JAMA a couple of years ago that said as long as that T4 gets you to normal range, as if that's the treatment goal, and patients report they felt better on Armour, but we don't think that's important.
Yeah.
And they actually published that with a straight
face. That is the pompous attitude of the traditional medical orthodoxy, that the patient doesn't know well enough for themselves. I mean, it's been something that's permeated medicine for way too long. But now there's more and more doctors. I have to say this. I find more and more doctors who are taking that are considering their patients more so, and their patients' input. It's happening slowly, but it's happening, where doctors are not coming into the room with the patient feeling like they are smarter than the patient any longer.
Well, the day you quit seeking the true nature of reality in medicine, and you cease appreciating the mind-body connection, is the last day of your evolution as a healer.
Yeah. Let's talk about one other thing before we end the show. You've invited me, and I'm going to take you up on this. I'm shedding some more body fat. I put on a lot of fat, I mean, a lot for my standards, over the past year and a half, going through this divorce and not eating right and not exercising regularly and so on. And so I've gotten back on track here. I'm going to be coming to your office in the near future to have gynecomastia procedure done. Tell my audience a little bit about it.
Well, we're going to bring in, give you some magic dust, make you happy. Take you in my procedure room here at the office, numb you up real well. Then I'm going to infuse a solution of normal saline with some epinephrine in it, the adrenaline, to blanch tissue so there's no blood loss, and some lidocaine, which is a numbing agent. And I'm going to pump a little bit of that in right into the glandular tissue in the surrounding area, make a tiny little 4-millimeter incision. Sound good so far?
Yes.
Make a tiny little 4-millimeter incision, stick a cannula in there, and sweeping through, remove all the fat and all the glandular tissue. I've had a couple cases where guys have had just a little swelling, a little bump afterwards. I've got to look at that. Other than that, the results have been just absolutely tremendous. And for $2,000 instead of $6,000, with no scarring, no general anesthesia. I had one guy had it done on Saturday and golfed on Thursday, and he said he golfed better because it slowed his swing down.
Do you have to wear the body stocking?
No.
Okay, so it's no. Because I know traditional gynecomastia surgery done by a plastic surgeon, you actually have to wear like a body, an upper chest stocking for a while.
Well, we put a little wrapper on there, but it's nowhere near as tight as in a traditional love. So there's nothing left. You don't have to worry about anything collapsing because there's nothing left in there. It can't come back.
And then the skin eventually pulls back in and contours the muscle. That takes a little while, right?
Well, not so very long.
Really?
There's really very much less bruising than you'd expect. I mean, with breast replacement or breast augmentation surgeries, you get a lot of ecchymosis traveling down through the fascial planes. We're really not seeing that so much of this. It's just really amazing how well it goes.
Very cool. So those of you out there who are trying to regain a youthful look and your upper chest seems to be keeping you from doing so because, you know, in my case, I was 350 pounds at one point in my life, and there's still a lot of fat that's kind of stuck in my chest, and it doesn't seem to want to disappear. So this is an alternative for me, and when we do it, I'm going to do a before and after, and I'll keep everybody posted. We'll let the show follow my progress so that people can see what it's like, and maybe we'll even bring a camera. Can we bring a camera in the room and watch the procedure?
You betcha.
Then we'll be able to put videos up on the website so people can actually see the whole procedure occurring and my before and afters. Dr. John, as always, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about this information, adrenal fatigue and DHEA, and we'll have you back on here very shortly with a couple other topics, okay?
Good to be with you again, gang.
Yes, and it's good to be back on the air. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen to the show today, and we will have another live. We have a great show tomorrow. You have to tune in tomorrow because we're going to be talking about the dangers of cooking with a microwave oven. You do not want to miss tomorrow's show. We'll see everybody then.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?